W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Israel ramping up airstrikes on Gaza ahead of an expected ground incursion. That's in southern Israel. In the north, clashes with Hezbollah along the Israel-Lebanon border have intensified as concerns mount about a wider conflict. Here's ABC News contributor and former State Department official Steve Gagnard.
They're trying to deter Hezbollah in the north because the north is where the real threat is. Along the northern border, it's not down south in Gaza, it's Hezbollah in the north. And so what they're trying to do is make sure that Hezbollah knows that they're watching them and that they're going to get met with overwhelming force if Hezbollah does anything significantly more than what they're doing now, which is almost performance, perfunctory kinds of shooting into Israel.
Two more Hamas hostages, both elderly women kidnapped from the same kibbutz in southern Israel, have been released, both of their husbands still being held. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot due in court today facing dozens of counts of attempted murder. Investigators say 44-year-old Joseph Emerson apparently tried to cut the engines mid-flight on a passenger jet on Sunday. ABC News contributor and aviation analyst John Nance says it happened just after takeoff.
The T-handle, which is what this individual tried to pull on each engine, actually turns the engine off and prepares it for a fire extinguisher. The problem is, at high altitude, you can get the engines restarted. At low altitude, there could be a fatal result.
Emerson was hitching a ride on a flight from Washington State to San Francisco, riding in what's called the jump seat on the flight deck. Auto workers stepping up their strike action, this time walking out at a Stellantis plant that makes Ram pickup trucks. About 6,800 UAW members walked off the job. The union has been ramping up its strike targets since first walking out in the middle of September. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It is a dark and it is a rainy morning, but it's warm, kind of 55 in Green Bay, 60 in Oshkosh.
I told Todd, you know, when I came in this morning, long before you got here, that nice day to just sit in bed and read a book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a little, but you're right. It was warm out. It was warmer than I thought when I got outside today. I thought, that's not so bad. I didn't walk to work, though, today because of the rain.
Oh, today you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
It was raining today.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You don't want Milton to get wet? What does he do? Do you have a little treadmill for him for, like, the days you don't take him for a walk since it's raining out?
No, dog's got to get outside to go to the bathroom. He doesn't stay outside very long.
No, I'll bet. Yeah.
He jumps off
the soaps.
Right. He does. He's right back at the door. So anyway, yes,
that.
But it's warm. Hey, the weather's going to be good today. Get up to what?
60? Well, it's 60 already.
Right.
In Oshkosh, like I said, 57 in Appleton, 55 in Green Bay. It's a beautiful morning other than the dark rain. Am I getting old? Todd, am I getting old?
Well, we all are, but what's your point?
Yeah.
It just
I'd say yes.
Dark.
It really hit me yesterday.
Yeah.
It seemed like just over the weekend
we
lost a lot.
It's the middle of the night at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That is a little weird, but you're right. It was so great when we got up and
the sun was shining before. Yeah. We'd come in, you'd have sunglasses on because the sun was shining so bright. Now it's like it's 3 a.m. at 6, isn't it?
It's bad.
It does.
Wait, we got to get our listeners energized. No, this is it's a great morning, right? We are happy
but
to
if
be.
But if you're listening in bed and you can stay in bed, stay there.
Take it.
Trust me.
Take it.
Why not? Think about that. When you're on your deathbed someday, you're going to be like, you know, that one morning.
That was
awesome. Would it have hurt if I just stayed in bed? It's raining and it's dark and it's just, I'm just going to stay in bed.
Yeah. I don't know. It's nice to take an impromptu day off. And this would
I know.
Be the
Isn't
day.
That the best?
I would probably take this day. This is the kind of day I could just
take
chill
it off, people. Take it off.
Don't
just relax.
Right, except
call it sick. Have that little cough. Hey, how you doing? I just don't want to spread it to work.
I'm looking out for you.
And then you get more energy than anything. As soon as you call in, you feel so great.
Right, you hang up the phone. It's I got the day.
I can do anything. Wouldn't it great if you didn't have to work for a living?
I don't know about that.
Right.
I think work, and I'm teaching right after our show today.
Yeah, you're a
professor. I am.
And I'm going to start calling you Mino and the Professor.
I have to get a different cup. I can't drink out of a paper cup. I got to upgrade.
I don't like this coffee today because we don't have Sweet and Low.
Yeah,
Todd?
We're out of Sweet and Low, Todd.
Todd's been so great in so many things, but he failed on this one. There's no Sweet and Low. It's just regular sugar, and I don't use regular sugar.
I thought Jim was in charge of the sweeteners.
That would be my department.
Yeah, that kind of is your department.
Yeah, I agree with that, Todd. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pile on.
It's okay.
I know. We're going to back off, Todd. But Johnny, I didn't know you were that picky because there's the yellow packet and the blue packet, and there's quite an inventory of yellow.
I need the blue,
and John needs the blue. I didn't know that till this morning.
I don't drink regular sugar.
What is the difference between the yellow and the blue?
Sugar is sugar. Sugar is the worst thing that's possible for you. There's nothing worse you can put in your body than sugar.
The yellow is not sugar.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to go check. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's not. No,
quick
John,
pull already.
Sugar is,
wow.
No, John, sugar is sugar.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
I agree with that. No, let's move on.
Okay.
Then so there's sugar, and then there's the yellow packet and the blue packet.
I need the blue.
I know, but why can't you use the yellow?
The blue is like sweet and low.
I bet you if I would put the yellow in the blue, you couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, I know. Yes, I would.
Anyway, that's my job.
You got one job.
Well, I bring in the coffee too.
Two jobs. Todd's back.
So the packet back there is not yellow, it's brown. It's the raw sugar packet. That's in there.
Okay.
I think the yellow one is Splenda, isn't it? Or something like that.
No. It's real sugar.
No, it's not, John.
And I don't like real sugar.
John, look, I don't want to argue in front of the children, but the yellow is not real sugar because I use the yellow at home for cooking, and the lady, the nutritionist I go to, said to use that.
To use real sugar?
Nope. She said to use the yellow packet.
Okay.
All right, we'll have this figured out tomorrow.
Through today with crappy tasting coffee.
Well, yeah, but it'd be great at 6:11 if you could let that go for the next hour and 48
minutes.
I'm
not the kind of guy to believe or something.
Okay. All right.
National Bologna Day. Isn't that the worst? Of all the words, how they're spelt versus how they're pronounced.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever says Bologna.
Bologna.
Todd.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
Nobody ever says Bologna.
It is National Bologna Day.
But it's always called Bologna, right?
Yeah, that is really an odd spelling. Is that a guy's name?
I don't think so.
I do.
Todd, you can't put things out here if you don't have back. You know what I mean?
Todd, you know
what
I'm going to ask
me
you,
or what?
Because like, we sure don't know.
We sure don't know. Todd is not getting off to a good start today. Wow.
Here, John. Here, let me help you guys out. I'll just erase everything page.
No, don't do that. No, he's going to be that guy. He's going to be that guy. I'm going to take my ball and I'm going home.
Yeah.
He just made our screen blank so we knew nothing that was coming up.
Wow.
Hey, you know what, John? I guess I was going to tell you this. I don't know if we should talk about it on the air, but I'm going to. You know how I'm not the biggest proponent of Facebook?
Yes.
Right? We talk, and I think there's a lot of information put out there for the wrong reason.
Some on my Facebook last night that actually hurt, but I had to do it.
Your Facebook postings are like, because it's about other stuff. It's not all about you.
I put that Kirk Cousins, as much as I despise the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I don't like the Vikings.
He's really good. He's a really good quarterback. And then watch that series they had last year called Peyton Manning produced it called Quarterbacks. And it was about him at home, and it's like he loses this big playoff game last year, and he gets home, and 20 minutes later, he's reading his little daughter or son a storybook before bed. And you know what I mean? He's just a really, really good guy. A good quarterback, and just because of the fact he plays the Vikings, I despise anybody in purple, but he's good. And watching that game last night, he's good.
Do you think,
Vikings are going to kill the Packers this week. I'm afraid to say it. Yeah, if they play the way they played last night.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know that's going to. No, here's, John, you can't take TV or Facebook at face value. This guy lost it a playoff game, and he came home and read his story. He read a little story to his, 2-year-old, 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. John, do you think he did that because the cameras were there, or do you think that's him?
No, really? He seems genuine.
Really?
He legitimately seems genuine. That. If anybody saw that show last year called Quarterbacks, Peyton Manning produced it. It was him. It was Mariota of the Falcons who basically quit the team halfway through the series. Yeah, he just quit. And I'm trying to think of who else was on it. It was a really good series where they really got behind. Oh, it's Patrick Mahomes. I don't like him. I don't like his wife. I don't like his brother. No.
I don't like his brother, but.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch that stuff, but I
watch all that stuff.
What I like is if if they're real, and I think that that's very cool, if Kirk Cousins truly lost a playoff game, came home and read it to his story.
And that's what he did.
That's a true dad to do that.
It's like a true dad. It's like he walks through the door, and it's like, okay, forget the fact that I'm going to get pummeled by the media and the fans and everybody.
Right.
I'm going to read my little boy or little daughter a bedtime story.
And way back in the day,